The National Identification Authority is blaming logistical challenge for its inability to distribute a stockpile of finished cars to prospective holders. According to the authority, it has a greater problem of uncollected cars which are due for distribution. The public relations officer of the NIA, Beth Ajeble, has appealed to applicants who missed out when the cars were being distributed to contact the authority for collection. She spoke with Brighton Trauma.
There are two situations, really. One is that the cars that we distributed, we took the communities, those who were not able to collect theirs, we had to return them. And we recorded between 40 to 50% return of cars to the office. And those are the ones that you see in the front page that have been arranged on shelves in such a manner that when people arrive, we can pick them the cars for them. That was not the intention. That those states were meant for cars to be shipped out to distribute, but we have now brought these cars back and they've taken up the space that we should display new cars that we have sorted out. And so we appeal to people who live in areas where we have already done the distribution to come and pick those cars. Then we have the other side of the story where we are unable ourselves to send cars to certain areas. We have areas like especially Gan East, Gan West, Gan South. We have Dangbe East, Dangbe West, Tema, Adenta, and Shema municipalities. All of these areas, we are unable to send the cars to them. And so they are also waiting in our storage facilities. The unfortunate part is that those in these communities I've mentioned now cannot pick their cars from our office because they are not sorted and arranged in a manner the way those who have returned from the field have been arranged. So it's difficult to find cars for people who come from this area. So they we do not encourage to come to the head office because we will not be able to find their cars for them. Maybe people in Texas and then down west and south, we can't pick theirs, but the rest we cannot pick cars for them.
Why are you not able to send the cars to them as it were?
We require to send personnel to the field, and we started with mobile registration workstation operators that we train for the mass registration. They're the same people we train to do the distribution exercise for us. But we worked for 3 months and we were unable to pay them because the money that we needed did not come in time. It only came this year for us to pay them the arrears. And so we were not able to continue that the work with them. We brought in national service personnel to also assist. It was not very, very helpful. We still needed to get some of the old people to assist them to get the grips of the work, and indeed we need other logistics to be able to carry out the work. It was not just the allowances, but because we did not have the funding, we had to just suspend the whole exercise. And so that is the constraint we have. We need money to pay allowances and buy other logistics to be able to do the distribution.
What baffles my mind is that just last month or two, you made mention of government giving you huge sums of money to continue with the exercise. Are you saying that money has not yet been received by the NIA?
Earlier this year, we did indicate that government has released $2.5 million to the authority. That money was specific to paying for the Greater Accra, the work we did earlier last year, as I mentioned. It was only enough to pay the allowances for those the period of time. It was also meant to pay allowances that we had not paid since 2010 in Ashanti region. And the rest was specific for the registration exercise in the Bronga-Ahafo region, which we have carried out. So that money got it finished. It was used for the specific reasons they were released. And so we do not have money to continue. We have said again that government has given approval for the release of 6.8 million cedis for us to carry out the mass registration exercise in the three northern regions, northern, upper east, upper west regions. We require 6.8 million to do the registration exercise in these communities. We are still working with the Ministry of Finance. I think it has gone quite well, and we are far advanced in getting the money to do the registration exercise. And as soon as it has materialized or it has transformed into money, we will move our personnel and equipment and start the work.
Public Relations Officer of the NIA, Bertha Jebile, in that interview with Bright in Trauma.